topic today is a follow-through on the series I started in Matthew. And so today's topic I've listed as understanding or perceiving. The purpose is to discover why Christ's message there in Matthew was so unclear to most that he had to speak in parables, and why they didn't understand him and therefore believe on him. And do we suffer that as well today? So let's start in Matthew. Let's read that paragraph there, Matthew 13, verses 9 through 17. It says, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand." Underline that word. "And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." So that would seem to answer the question of the purpose. Why was it so unclear? And it's because, well, they've closed their eyes. They have shut their ears. And otherwise, they could have, in fact, understood. And as you've ascertained from previous studies, the Greek word here that's used in Matthew for the word see, one word, and there are several, one word has to do with actual sight that you can see, that you have sight. That you can look at. But it also has the understanding, the connotation of the word to perceive. And yet a second word that's used there in verse 15 that says they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, that is a word that has more to do with perceiving and understanding. They come from the same root, but they are different. And so as we work through this, we need to understand which word we're actually using and why there's a difference, because they're used interchangeably sometime. So this was quoted from Isaiah, it says, and so let's go back there and take a look at Isaiah chapter 52, verses 8 through 10. It says, "Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." Now, this is different than the quote above, obviously, but it is using the same word see here that is defined as to look upon or to see. It is the Hebrew 7200, and it means to see, to behold, to gaze upon, to look upon, to stare at, to see, and so we see that they are similar, but notice that it is the salvation of God that they will see. that salvation is not I am saved salvation. It is actually the Savior. It is the person, and we know who that is. That is Christ Jesus. So let's now take a look at Acts, and we've seen this before, so this is a bit of a summary, I know. But in Acts 28, verses 20 through 28, it says, "For this cause, therefore, have I called you to see you face to face and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. And they say unto him, we neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest, for as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus out of the law of Moses." Ron just quoted this earlier. He expounded out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from the morning till evening. Why? Because he was trying to convince them that Christ was the fulfillment. Verse 24, "And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not." Now, they all heard, they all saw, and yet not everyone believed. Why not? It's a rhetorical question. I'm not going to answer it. Verse 25, "And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed, that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see." So these are two different words. They're two different forms of the same Greek word. "Seeing ye shall see and not perceive," that is the other Greek word that has to do with perceiving as opposed to just seeing. And then it says in verse 27, "For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed, lest they should see," which is the word perceive, "with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart." Whoa. Understand with their heart and shall be converted? So is the heart wise? It's just a blood pump. How can it even see anything? The mind we can see and understand. So I'm confused. We read on. "And understand with their heart and shall be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God," same phrase used in Isaiah, it is the person, "that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and they will hear it." Now, this had to infuriate those Jews that were there to think that their Messiah, their Savior, would be sent to the Gentiles instead of just them. They were the nation of priests. And now Paul, in their mind, is blaspheming Moses and saying that you don't have to have the law. The Gentiles are grafted in by grace? That's not fair. I mean, we've lived under the law all these years, and you're going to just let them have a free ride? And, yeah, that's exactly what it was. And the reason was because they couldn't fulfill the law. Christ, however, could. Now, the word understand there is the same word as perceive. There is a third word that this is attached to, is the Greek word 3708. It means harao is the way it's pronounced. And it has to clearly see, clearly perceive, therefore, that it's experiential. And that's why the heart is involved. And it's very important to note that in the Greek, as in the Hebrew, when they talked about the heart, it was from basically the waist to the top of their head. So the brain and heart were considered to be one. And as you look at the Greek word used for heart, it has to do with the mind as much as it does having to do with this blood-pumping organ. So let's take a look then at the word understand. and see how it is used elsewhere in the Old Testament. And I don't know that I'm going to get through all of this today, but we're going to take a run at it, so get your track shoes on, as usual. I'm going to read as fast as I can. Let's go to Numbers chapter 16. Tony, thank you for posting. I appreciate this. I know this is a lot of work for you, and you're always faithful in doing so. Numbers 16, chapter or verses 28 through 32. It says, "And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord makes a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up, and all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand." It's the Greek word 3045. I'm sorry, the Hebrew word 3045. And these men have provoked the Lord. So ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder them, opened up, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah and all their goods. So the context of this, if you remember, Moses is being challenged for leadership by Korah and his family and many of the other individuals that were in the wilderness with them. And Moses is like, okay, listen, this has never happened before. So if this happens and you get swallowed up, then you know that the Lord is on my side. But if nothing happens and the Lord visits you, then you know that I am not the leader, that the Lord has chosen someone else. And what happens? The earth opens up and swallows them. And so that's going to help them understand. And the word here is, again, it's the Hebrew word 3045 from the Strong's Concordance. And it has to do with instruction or acknowledgement, to comprehend, to discern, to perceive, to teach, to make known, to understand or have understanding. And so it is very similar to the Greek word that we looked at when we looked at the verses in chapter 28 of Acts. Let's go to Chronicles chapter 28, verses 9 through 20. 1 Chronicles 28, 9 through 20. It says, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth them, all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary." Remember, this is David talking to Solomon. "Be strong and do it. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof, and the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat." So remember, David was not allowed to build the temple, but he had been allowed and given the plans by the Lord, and then provided not only the plans, but all the materials. And it says, "And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things, also for the courses of the priests and of the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord, he gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments of every kind of service, even the weight of the candlesticks of the gold, and their lamps of gold, and the weight of every candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, and the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlestick and also for the lamps thereof, according to the use of every candlestick. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of the showbread, for every table, likewise silver of tables of silver. Also pure gold of flesh hooks and of bowls and of cups and of golden basins he gave, gold by weight for every basin, and likewise silver by weight in every basin of silver, and for all the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and gold of the pattern of the chariot of the cherubims, that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand. Think about that. Everything, all of these utensils, the Lord gave to David. He made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, be strong of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. This word understand and the word that we saw understandeth, two different words. One is the Hebrew word 995. It means to understand. It means to consider. It means to perceive, to think on. The other word has to do with teaching and instruction, having to do with wisdom. So when he says that the Lord made me understand, he is saying that he taught me, he gave me the wisdom to design this. And so it's interesting that they use two different words. It's not just understanding from a standpoint of considering or perceiving, but it's actually giving wisdom. And I believe that we may know something, but we may not understand it. We may understand it, but not have the wisdom to use it. And in this case, David was given the wisdom to be able to create the temple without actually building it himself, but being able to give Solomon that pattern. Okay, let's go on to Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the waste gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. That is the first word we looked at just briefly, having to consider, having to perceive. And it goes on to say, unto the first day of the seventh month, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, until the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Notice that their ears were attentive as opposed to their ears were dull of hearing, which we read in Isaiah. And so there's a difference here in the attitude and the willingness of the people. When we read in Acts about those that believed and those that didn't, those that understood and those that didn't, that was a willing act on their part to shut their ears. In this case, it's a willing act to open their ears, to completely perceive what was being taught. All right, we're making good progress. Let's go to Job, chapter 6, verses 22 through 26. Did I say, bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand, the word perceive, wherein I have erred. That was Job's question to the Lord. What did I do to deserve this? Help me understand it, and I will confess it, but I don't get it. How forcible are right words? But what doth your arguing reprove? Do you imagine to reprove words in the speechless of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Job's friends' words were as wind. They accused him of sinning. He said, I admit I'm a sinner, but what sin did I commit that I would lose everything. His friends said, you must have really sinned badly. He's like, I don't remember any of that. I don't remember doing anything or I would confess it. He says, cause me to understand, to completely perceive what it was that I did. Let's go to Psalms 14, 1 through 3. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, different Greek word, and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. This is the Greek word 7919, which we had seen previously. It is the one to instruct, to fully consider, to have wisdom, as David did. And so they didn't have the wisdom, the understanding to seek God. Instead, they were seeking things of the world. They were seeking abominable works. In our culture, what would those be in our days? It would be considered, you know, lustful or porn maybe. They are abominable. And God looked down on them and said, they are filthy. There is no one good. They don't seek me because they don't get who I am and what I can do for them or I can do to them. Go to Psalm 107, verses 42 and 43. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, in other words, to see them, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Isn't that what we're looking for? The ability to fully understand how loving, how kind the Lord is. Why would he choose us when we're sinners? Why would he choose us before the foundation of the world, it's, Paul says? And how can we fully understand his loving kindness, that he would give his son to sacrifice his life, to be mutilated the way he was, and die on the cross, humbled, ashamed, in front of his friends and family that couldn't even recognize him, but then to be raised, then to have resurrection unto life, and as a result, we too have life through Christ. That's loving kindness. True love is when you will sacrifice your life for the one you love. It doesn't necessarily mean die. It can, but it doesn't have to be that. Christ died for us, yes. But sacrificial love is giving up of yourself, wanting for the other person more than you want for yourself, to please them more than pleasing you, but first and foremost, pleasing God. Psalms 119:25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. The reason David penned this was to understand so that he could then talk about the wondrous works. How can you talk about something of wonder if you don't know what it was, if you didn't see it and understand it fully to know what happened? And I think that that's one of our challenges, is that so many people have to see in order to believe, instead of believing so that they can see. Play on words, I'm sorry. Isaiah 6, verses 9 through 10. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, And when they do, here's the gist of this, is that they understand with their heart and convert and be healed. That's what Isaiah wanted for the nation of Israel, to repent, to convert, and be healed. Convert from what? Convert from the idolatry that they were worshiping. Idolatry is when you worship anything other than God. And I mentioned this to Jake yesterday, so sorry this is redundant, but it is so amazing that, and it's very sarcastic, some of the writers that have said, how is it that a man cutteth a tree down? He takes half of it, puts it in the fire, and cooks his food on it. The other half he fashions into an idol, and then bows down and worships it. I mean, how ridiculous is that? And that's what he wanted to convert from, is to get away from idolatry. This is a different Greek word, Hebrew word. It is the word yada. And it's kind of interesting to me. I'm sorry. I mean, we say yada, 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 like, you know, whatever. But the point is that this word to understand here, to perceive, is the word to know. But it's by seeing. It's to comprehend and consider, to make known, but also to make known sufficiently that you can tell somebody else. Okay, we are halfway through this, and I'm going to be able to get through the New Testament usages of the word understand as well. Not all of them, just enough to be able to understand. Let's go to Mark chapter 8, verses 10 through 21. Thank you, Tony. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmatia. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and saith, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall be no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship, again departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned unto themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because we have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see not. Having ears, hear not, and do not remember. When I break the five loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, in other words, he's giving them the second example, one was 5,000, the second was 4,000. How many baskets full of fragments took you up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that you do not understand? The Greek word here is 49:20. It's tsunami, and it has to do with putting it together in your mind, to comprehend, to consider, to understand, to be wise. And he says, how is it that having seen the miracles that I did twice, and when it says that he fed 5,000 and he fed 4,000, remember, those were the men that were counted. That was not their wives or family. And so, I mean, we could have had twice that amount, three times that amount. Instead of a total of 9,000, it could have been 27,000. 27,000 people were fed or more based on just breaking five loaves and four loaves. How could you possibly have seen that and not understood what I'm saying and who I am? Isn't that miracle enough? Luke 24, verses 44 to 45. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they may understand the scriptures. Two different Greek words. The word understanding is the Greek word from the Concordance 3563. It's nous. It has to do with finding meaning, thought, or understanding. The second word, understand the scriptures, has to do, it's synemi, and it has to do with comprehending, considering, and understanding to be wise. Again, this is an important thing that by considering the first word, the meaning of what they saw was then to be so understood that it made them wise. One came before the other. John 12, 37 through 40. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Another Greek word, very close to what we saw above, but it has to do with the exercise of the mind to observe and therefore comprehend, perceive, to think on, and to understand. It's the Greek word neo. We're going to see this used again in the next verse, Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3. This is the faith chapter, those who were faithful. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So again, this is basically saying that you don't have to see it to believe it, to understand it. You just have to have the faith that God did it. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. This is the love chapter, if you will. It's about charity. It says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Basically saying this is the Greek word eido. It is 1492 in the Strong's. It has to do with perceiving, understanding, it has to do with seeing and beholding in order to perceive. I lost my train of thought there for a second because there's another Greek word that I want to point out, but not right now, I guess. Sorry. After it says, and understand all mysteries. The word mystery there is the Greek word mysterion. This is what our Bible study platform that we're using, the mysterion truth, it has to do with the secret, a secret that has not been known before. If it's not been known before, obviously it can't be told, can't be hinted at, anybody can't say anything about it. It is not known yet before. It is only known here. But it says, understand all mysteries. So there's more than one mystery. And we won't get into that word further today, but keep that in mind. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. In this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, meaning different, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. But I would ye should understand, a totally another new Greek word, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident of my bonds, by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. So the word understand that's translated understand here is the word gnosko. We know that the word gnosko has to do with knowing something. And so he's basically saying, but I would ye should know, brethren, that you would know something, that you would perceive, that you would be aware, that you would understand. And so we just see how often the translators really confuse, if you will, the use of some of the Greek to hopefully make it more palatable for people to understand in the English. And yet, at times, we see, as here, so many different words used to express the same English word. Okay, last reference. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. It says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward. The word dispensation has to do with administration, a stewardship, if you will. So the stewardship of the grace of God, which is given me to you, that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand. This is the Greek word 3539, and it says, you will understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And so we have another mystery here, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. So now we have the fellowship of the mystery as opposed to just the mystery of Christ, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God. From the beginning of the world, from the foundation. We're talking about creation here. It goes on to say, hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we have manifold wisdom of God, we have the purpose which he purposed in Christ, we have the fellowship of the mystery which has been hid, we have the mystery of Christ, which is now revealed, and we have different Greek words used to define the word understand. And so, again, the Greek word that's used here is the word mysterion, but the word translated understand is the Greek word 3539. It's noe. We saw that before. It has to do with comprehending, to considering, to perceiving, to exercise the mind, and to fully understand. And so the fact that there are more than one mystery talked about here begs the question, you know, which is it that he wants you to understand? Well, he wants you to understand that he knows both. He wants you to understand the manifold wisdom of God. He wants you to understand the purpose that was purposed in Christ. Well, Christ was prophesied. Isaiah prophesied about the salvation of God coming to man. So Christ was known after creation, or the fact that there was going to be a Christ. What was not known is that he would come not through the priesthood, as the Jews believed, but that he would also come to the Gentiles. Now, Abraham was a Gentile. So that's not a mystery. And so, what is the mystery? And that's the thought I'm going to leave you with as we think about what we'll talk about in the future, that we might understand what that mystery was. And with that, I'm going to close right on time. Tony, thanks for keeping up with me. What a great job you've done. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together, that we can fellowship together, even if only online. And while I may not be able to see those who are there and their responses and their reactions, Lord, we know that your grace, your loving kindness is upon them, that they might better understand who you are and what you've written to them, so that they may understand you better, that they may understand what Christ has done for us, and that they may respond accordingly, that they might believe on you as opposed to hardening their hearts and following the way of the world. Lord, we just look to you for your wisdom and knowledge as we go through the weeks to come. Pray for our nation, Lord. We pray for Israel as they are being bombarded and massacred by terrorists, that you would intercede, protect them, and bless them, and bring them into safety, the safety that we know we have through Christ Jesus, our Lord, God, and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.